If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hey everyone, it's Ed from the VG Embassy. It's almost June, and I'm sure you know what that means. It's almost time for the Masters of VGM event. This is an event where for the entire month, all of your favorite VGM podcasts will focus on one theme around video game music composers. This year, we're sharing composers that we feel might deserve a little bit more of the spotlight than they're currently getting. There's going to be a ton of shows participating. Let me see. I have that list here. Hey, Larry, you got that list? No, not the grocery list. The list of all the podcasts. Yeah. What do you mean you gave it to me already? No, I don't have it. I'll look. All right. Oh, here it is. My bad. All right, so it's going to be my show, as well as Nerd Noise Radio, Shujin Academy VGM Club, A VGM Journey, VG Emporium, ReVGM, Gameable Audio, VG Mania, Rhythm and Pixels, CRT Sound System, Volt Supreme Synth VGM Dream Stream Machine, and more. More? What do you mean more, Larry? Who's the more? No, I don't know. You put more on here. All right, well, I guess there's going to be more. If you want to find out who the more is, check out mastersofvgm.com on your favorite web browser, or hit up the tweets at mastersofvgm. We hope you enjoy the event.
You're listening to Lookout Landing from The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, released May 12, 2023, composed by Manaka Kataoka, Masa Miyoshi, Masato Ohashi, and Tsukasa Usui.
Thank you.
What's up, BG Maniacs? Welcome to another episode of BG Mania, a video game music podcast. I, of course, am your host, Brian, and it is the end of the month. It is radio hour, which means I'm by myself, but that's all right. Real quick, if you'd be so kind, head on over to Apple Podcasts or whichever app you chose to listen to us on and drop us a quick rating and a review. Really does help us out in terms of visibility so that this show continues to grow. And remember, we are on Patreon now as well, patreon.com/RPG era. Check out our tiers, see what we're doing, and if you feel inclined, toss us a couple bucks each month. If not, continuing to listen to the episodes as they upload each week works wonders as well. And of course, special shout out to current executive producers, Jexax and Zanku. We have made it. We are at the end of May. We are at the end of our several four weeks long now, counting radio hour, celebration of the Legend of Zelda franchise in preparation of the launch of Tears of the Kingdom, and then, of course, continuing to celebrate it after. A couple weeks ago, we released our episode on Zelda-like games, which we'll have some spillover tracks from in this episode as well, actually. And then we did Hyrule Fields Forever, where we highlighted 16 different field tracks from mainline Legend of Zelda games. We have a few more of those later on in Radio Hour as well. And then, of course, last week, we focused on the widely talked about right now, Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. Everybody's playing it. We listened to a ton of music last week on it. It was a lot of fun. And the episode is doing well. The reception has been positive. So we really appreciate all the continued support. We really do. But we have made it, like I said, to the end of May, and we close out each month with Radio Hour, an eclectic mix where I bring four tracks, Bedroth submits four tracks, we pull three from you guys, the listeners, we do a mini showcase as well, which is not really a mini showcase this week, but more just an extension of an episode we did a few weeks ago. But we are obviously mostly still, I think actually all, every track in the playlist today for Radio Hour, which we are up to volume 59. We have made it to volume 59. One more to go to 60. And yeah, like I said, every track today is in some way still related to or directly from the Legend of Zelda franchise. So we began with my first pick of the episode. We went with Lookout Landing, which is the main first settlement, I guess, that you will arrive at when you begin your journey in Tears of the Kingdom and make it down to Hyrule proper, serves as your hub, at least I would assume for the entire game, but for sure up through at least where I'm at, which I've done two of the regional phenomena now, started the third and continue to progress my way through the entire game. I'm over 50 hours, so I am still having a blast. But yeah, Lookout Landing, it's a fun piece of music, a nice town theme, which again, we played a few pieces of music from towns last week in our episode on Tears of the Kingdom proper. So wanted to bring another track from Tears of the Kingdom, and it won't be the only track. We do have another track later on that Bedroth also submitted from Tears of the Kingdom, which is honestly a really, really good one. I'm actually glad he brought that one to the episode. So let's go ahead and just get into it like we usually do. There's never a bunch of chatter during Radio Hour. I don't have anything to talk about. I don't have anything to go over. So we'll just get to the music and close out our appreciation of the Legend of Zelda franchise. Next month, June, right? It's right. We're knocking on the door. By the time you're listening to this, it's probably already June because it won't be posting until late in the evening on the 31st. We have a lot of fun things planned. Obviously, next week is a composer appreciation episode. But then immediately following that, as we talked about last week on the episode, and as you heard from our ad there at the beginning from Ed from VG Embassy, another video game music podcast, the week after our composer appreciation will be our Masters of VGM episode, which we are focusing on unsung and upcoming composers. We have a lot of fun things planned for June for BG Mania. Kyle will also be making his regular debut on the podcast here, which he will be joining me for an episode on average once per month. There may be some months where he's here more than once and some months where he's not here at all. But on average, it'll be once a month. And we have our debut episode with Kyle planned for this month as well. It's going to be a lot of fun. It is going to be a lot of fun. So let's close out May and let's close out our focus on The Legend of Zelda for the entire past month. And we're going to kick things off with our listener block. And to begin, we are going with Gerudo Valley, the Redux Mariachi version by Mariachi Entertainment System on YouTube. Now, this is originally from The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time, so it originally released November 23rd, 1998, and it was originally composed by Koji Kondo. And this was requested by Zanku via Discord. Next up, let's take a listen to Great Fairy Fountain from The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, released March 3rd, 2017, composed by Yasuaki Iwata and requested by Melissa via Discord. Our last listener submission for the episode this month, let's take a listen to The Air from Tunic. This released on March 16th, 2022. It was composed by Lifeformed and Janice Kwan, and this was requested by Clark via email.
Thank you.
right, we're going to jump to Bedroth's normal block of three for the episode, and he went with games, well, two. His first two picks are from Zelda-like games, but then, like I mentioned, he does have a pick from Tears of the Kingdom as well, so we're going to kick his block off by taking a listen to Best Foot Forward from the Swords of Ditto. This released on April 24th, 2018, and it was composed by Niklas Strom. Next up, we'll be taking a listen to Windmill from Anodyne. This released on February 4th, 2013, and it was composed by Melos Hontani.
Thank you.
And closing out Bedroth's normal block, though he will be back at the end of the show with our closeout pick, let's take a listen to Dragon Light from The Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom. Again, released May 12th, 2023, composed by Manaka Kataoka, Maasa Miyoshi, Masato Ahashi, and Tsukasa Osoi.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, so this is now normally where our spotlight would be if we were doing a mini spotlight. At least this is the block that I would have dedicated to that. But instead this month, we are going to be exploring a few more field themes from the Legend of Zelda franchise that we didn't play in our Hyrule Fields Forever episode 2 weeks ago. So to kick this block off, let's take a listen to Tall Tall Heights from The Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening. This released August 6, 1993, and it was composed by Kazuya Ishikawa.
Thank you.
Next up, let's take a listen to Lorule Field Theme from The Legend of Zelda, A Link Between Worlds. This released on November 22nd, 2013, and it was composed by Ryo Nagamatsu. And last up in this block, let's take a listen to Woodlands from The Legend of Zelda Triforce Heroes. This released on October 23rd, 2015, and it was composed by Ryo Nagamatsu.
Thank you.
right. Who's ready for some Zelda lo-fi? This is my pick, or my block, I should say, for Radio Hour this month. And all of my picks come from the YouTube channel known as Digital Dreams Music. They do some nice lo-fi remixes of music. And I found some really, really good Zelda stuff on their channel. So I wanted to highlight that and show some love to that channel. Because again, it's really, really nice, especially if you like lo-fi. So let's kick things off with Zelda's Lullaby by Digital Dreams Music, originally from The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time, originally released November 23rd, 1998, and originally composed by Koji Kondo. Next up, let's take a listen to Kakariko Village by Digital Dreams Music. Again, originally from The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time, originally released November 23rd, 1998, and originally composed by Koji Kondo.
Thank you.
And closing out my block and our final track before we close the episode out entirely, let's take a listen to Song of Storms by Digital Dreams Music. For the last time again, originally from The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time, originally released November 23rd, 1998, and originally composed by Koji Kondo. Is unfortunately going to bring us to the close of the show for this week. We do want to thank you for sticking with us and listening to another episode of BG Mania, made possible, of course, by RPGera.com. If you like video game music, and more importantly, you like us and you want to help us grow this show, check the description box for ways you can do just that, including a link to join our Discord community. Click it, join it, and interact with us. Taking us out of this episode and out of the month of May, we have Bedroth's fourth pick and our closeout. So let's take a listen to The Knight Who Seals the Darkness, Phase 2, from Hyrule Warriors: Age of Calamity. This released on November 20th, 2020. It was composed by Kumi Tanioka, Ryo Uratani, Ryotaro Yagi, and Hiroki Yamada. Keep the music playing and keep it loud.